Wow, this is a major shift we're seeing in the cyber world. North Korea's Kim Suk-hee hacking group is completely changing the game by moving away from cloud tools and setting up private, localized AI environments specifically to go after cryptocurrency exchanges and financial institutions.
It's a strategic move backed by solid research. South Korean cybersecurity firm Genians has confirmed this shift, pointing out that cloud-based AI leaves too many traceable digital footprints. By keeping everything local, they're effectively covering their tracks.
Exactly. When they host those AI systems on isolated, private hardware, they get complete operational security. All the stolen data, code generation, and attack planning stay completely invisible to outside monitoring. It's honestly a bit unsettling how clean it makes their operations.
From a tactical standpoint, this localization gives them three major advantages. First, it completely eliminates the risk of data leaking back to third-party AI providers.
And second, as you were going to say, it automates all those labor-heavy tasks. They can run vulnerability scans and generate highly customized phishing emails that slip right past traditional spam filters.
Right. And third, it drastically speeds up their attack timelines. The AI can instantly analyze stolen credentials, pinpoint high-value targets, and trigger the next phase of an attack without waiting for human intervention.
It's really about precision now. Kim Suk-hee is moving away from those broad, low-yield campaigns and focusing on surgical strikes. And naturally, their primary targets are cryptocurrency and financial firms, which perfectly aligns with North Korea's long-standing strategy to fund state operations and bypass international sanctions through cyber theft.
That focus on financial targets brings us to a major escalation, AI-enhanced phishing. This is where the human element becomes the weakest link.
It's incredible how sophisticated it's gotten. The group can now generate messages that perfectly mimic the writing style of specific individuals, and even tailor financial lures to match a victim's actual portfolio holdings. It's so personalized that it really preys on trust.
Which makes these deception campaigns incredibly hard for employees to spot. For the digital asset industry, it means traditional security measures are simply no longer enough.
We have to adapt. Organizations need to shift toward AI-driven defense mechanisms, especially behavioral analysis tools that flag unusual user activity instead of just relying on static malware signatures.
Absolutely. And operational resilience has to be built from the ground up. That means strict internal data access controls, widespread adoption of cold storage, and multi-signature wallets to contain any potential breaches.
On a personal level, individual investors really need to step up their game too. Prioritize hardware-based two-factor authentication, never share your private keys, and always rigorously verify any unsolicited communications.
Ultimately, institutions must invest in adaptive security infrastructure that can actually match the speed and sophistication of these machine learning-driven offenses. We're looking at a battle of algorithms versus algorithms.
It's a lot to take in, but you're right. Proactive adaptation, strict operational controls, and constant vigilance are really our only way forward against state-sponsored threats like this. Thanks for breaking it all down so clearly.
Anytime. Staying informed and prepared is the best defense we have. Stay safe out there.